This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Tridelta Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I'm joined by Brad Moll, Portfolio Manager and Senior Financial Planner with Tridelta Private Wealth. Brad joined Tridelta in 2008 and brought with him over 10 years of experience covering the mutual fund industry, full-service brokerage, and Canadian banking platforms. Brad held positions with Fidelity Investments, CIBC Wood Gundy, CIBC Imperial Service, and RBC Wealth Management. Brad holds several industry designations, including the Chartered Investment Manager, Certified Financial Planner, Certified International Wealth Manager, and Financial Management Advisor. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, Kyle. It's good to be here.
Great to have you. Let's dive right in. You have had quite the long tenure in the financial services industry. Can you share a little bit about your career progression and ultimately what attracted you to wealth management?
Sure. I'll answer the second part first. I think as early as high school, I knew I wanted to work in finance. I had an aptitude for math and strategy, but also enjoyed working with people. Now, back then, I didn't know what it would look like, but today I'd say that wealth management is the perfect blend of strategy, analytics, and the people side with client relationships. And with regard to my career progression, you know, my first job was actually a co-op job in the operations department at Fidelity Investments while I was completing my accounting diploma. And that's really where I started laying the foundation for understanding the business. I continued working there part-time while I furthered my studies in economics at York University and started to obtain the prerequisite industry credentials. My next moves took me from operations to the client side of the business, working as an associate, both with a full-service brokerage, CIBC Wood Gundy, and as well an associate to two advisors on their planning side. And interestingly, that's where I met my current colleague, Anton Tucker. And during my time at CIBC, he had left to join Ted Rexhafen to start Tridelta Financial, and of course we stayed in touch over the years. In 2005, I moved to RBC as a financial planner, working directly with clients, and in the following 3 years, obtained my CFP designation. And in 2008, I joined Tridelta, and now I'm in my 16th year here.
Wow, quite the long tenure. I think that actually makes you the longest advisor at Tridelta, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Now, as you came up in the industry, what was the best piece of advice that you received, or maybe the most important lesson that you still draw on today?
You know, that's a tough one. I've learned a lot over the years from colleagues. I've learned a lot from experience. Still learning today, frankly. But I would say, you know, in our business, there's a lot of focus on technical knowledge, which of course is very important. But some of the best advice I received early on was to always remember this is a people business. You don't have a career without clients.
Now, you mentioned people, and I think that's a great segue into my next question, because you've spent a career working with a wide array of individuals and families in Canada with very diverse backgrounds. Can you share a little bit about what clients can expect when working with you?
Well, clients would be working with someone who's very knowledgeable and has great attention to detail. I'd say more importantly, they'd be working with someone who cares. I care about my clients and their families. I care about what's important to them. And I take my role in helping clients very seriously.
And what would be that typical client who you tend to work best with and the client who typically finds the most value in what you provide?
Yeah. I'd say I tend to work best with entrepreneurs who have corporations, as well as high income earning executives who are either nearing or in retirement. You know, these are generally successful people who tend to lead busy lives, and they have some level of complexity in their financial situation. So they place a high value on the holistic approach to managing wealth. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll go back to what you said at the start, that you've been with Tridelta for 16 years, but obviously you've been in the industry for much longer than that. And you've done, probably hundreds of financial plans over that time. What are some of the common themes that you tend to get asked most about?
Yeah, I think the common themes, you know, essentially boil down to some version of, can I financially achieve my vision for the future? So that could be, you know, can I retire when I want to retire? Can I spend what I want to spend? How about if I help my kids? Can I still reach those goals? You know, what if I help my grandkids as well along the way? I'd say the other theme is, you know, less so much a concern about, you know, their ability to manage through retirement. It's, am I missing any opportunities? Is there a way I can save more taxes and be more efficient?
I'll put you on the spot a little bit, but what are some of those opportunities that people tend to miss out on that they don't even realize?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a prospective client just the other day, and the topic of life insurance came up. Using it strategically for estate planning, and how that is one of the last remaining tools for the wealthy in terms of saving tax, and it was something that they never considered. And at this point, it might be too late for them. This couple is in their mid to late 70s already, but I think a lot of people miss that opportunity from a planning perspective. Mm,
certainly, couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people don't think of insurance as sort of another investment class for their portfolio and their total wealth. So it's a great point. Now, we've talked a lot about you as an advisor and an industry expert, but what about who you are? What would you want anyone listening to know about you?
Yeah, well, I'm married, you know, and I have two great children who keep me very busy on weekends. They're 11 and 8 years old. Outside of that, things I like to do for myself, I play a little bit of guitar, and as you know, Kyle, I do I'm a bit of an adventurer when it comes to canoe camping and doing multi-day hikes and things like that. So I really enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, that's not for everybody, especially some of the ones that I know you've been on. But it's you know, it's an interesting fact. So before we wrap it up, I want to ask if you have any final comments or words of wisdom for anyone who may be listening.
Well, I'd say if you're considering working with a financial partner, find someone who is highly accredited and has good experience, and ideally someone who will do both the financial planning and the investment management for you. You know, someone who's not limited in terms of you know, solutions or investments that they can make use of. But most of all, find someone you like and find someone that you have a good rapport with.
Couldn't agree more, and yeah, very important points. So thanks again for joining me, Brad. This concludes this recording of Canadian Wealth Wisdom, and more specifically, our series on Who is TriDelta, a look at the individuals behind the logo.